When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's go. We on the road. The next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that? Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they ain't.
Welcome back to the Canal Street Chronicles podcast. There's no Who Dat today. We're not doing that. I got Chris here today. We're recording this post-game. You're getting our first reactions. We showed up to work today. Chris and I did. I know a lot of people on the Saints sideline did not. I have this sheet full of notes of just great things. Alante Taylor, Taysom, Mark Ingram. And then pretty much after the fourth quarter, I stopped writing notes. Chris, in the most, how do I put this? How are you feeling?
You know, I'm not surprised. I'm not, in the mood that I thought I would be after a loss like that. I left my house. Went to go grocery shop because I figured this game was over.
Oh no!
I got from the aisle, finished grabbing everything, to looking at my phone. The first thing I pop in is Twitter, and you know we're all in our group chat. And the first message I see is Hayden. Shout out to Hayden throwing up the peace sign. I'm like, there's no fucking way. There is no way. Maybe he's talking about, all right, someone got hurt. I didn't know what happened. I said, there's no fucking way. And then I pull up my phone and go inside the NFL app. And the Bucks are, not only have they scored to make it a one possession game, it's 3rd and 6 in the red zone. 3rd and goal. Unbelievable, but look, man, every way that you could possibly find a way as a football team to lose a game, this franchise has found a way to do it this season. They found every way, and you can put it on a lot of different people, but the coaching staff, they bear the biggest brunt of this.
You got the Minneapolis Miracle, you got the Rams no call, you got, you know, there's plenty others in there. This one, for me, it's not worse than those, but this is just, it was horrible. And for the people out there, I assume most people saw that few plays where the game turned, but there was, the Saints had the ball in Bucks territory, deep in Bucks territory, up 13. They have a 4th and 2. They decided to kick it. I wasn't necessarily against it. I didn't think it was, you know, the thing a 4-8 team playing the best player of all time should do. I mean, there were still a good 6-7 minutes left. You're giving Brady 2 possessions at most. They kick the field goal. They get a stop. And I don't know if you saw this, Chris, but you're going to hear about it for a very long time. It's 2nd and 10. Ingram, after he took a huge hit, you see him get hurt?
Yeah, I did see that.
So he was banged up. And we're going back to the freaking medical stuff, man. He's on the field. It's 2nd and 10. He's got, I forget what kind of play it was, but he's got a first down easy. And he's hurt. He's hobbling. Devin White's coming. He's got an easy first down. he steps out early because he doesn't want to get hit instead of getting the first down. Okay. Yeah. First off, Mark Ingram, I thought he had a great game. Kamara, he totally outplayed Kamara in every way. Running, catching, blitz protection, everything. Ingram was better. Kamara was checked out for another game. The medical staff, if he wasn't good enough to go, that was his first play since being hurt. Don't put him on the freaking field, man. I'm so sick of that. And then you line up on the ball. You got 3rd and 1 with the best running quarterback in the National Football League history at getting a yard. And you look at the box. I understand. Nick explained it. You got 8 in the box. You got a good matchup on the outside with your wide receiver. If it's Michael Thomas, you throw a slant to Marquez Callaway, who hasn't seen a single touch all game long, and you throw him a slant and you give Tom Brady the ball back. It was just the most piss poor play calling I've ever seen. It was horrible. And while I was waiting for Chris, I have a trash bag over here and I cut holes in it and I put Ainge in it because I am so upset with this loss. Dennis Allen owes me like $50. I have a huge hole in my desk, man. It's a huge hole. My computer's like slanted. My camera's all messed up. It's miserable. If we won this game, we'd be 5-8. We'd have the Atlanta Falcons after a bye. The Bucs play the best defense in the NFL next week in the 49ers. And instead we lose. We have the 5th overall pick going to the best team in the NFL next year. And if I'm being honest, I haven't been on the Dennis Allen's a horrible coach train. This was the worst coaching performance I've probably ever witnessed as a Saints fan. And we did something that the Atlanta Falcons do, the other teams do. I haven't seen us lose like this. Like you said, it's a new way to lose. I'm pissed, man.
And listen, I understand, but this game was a microcosm of this season a lot of ways. Just any way that they could find to shoot themselves in the foot, they did. And you know, offensively, you're talking about, you know, even the drive prior, the last drive that ends in a field goal. You know, you end up, or it may not have been that drive, but it was one of them. Either the one to get you from 10 to 13 or the one to get you from 13 to 16, you get down to what, like 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1, inside their 10, and you got 12 men on the field.
Oh my gosh, dude.
You know, that gets you back down a 3rd and 7 when really all you needed was a touchdown left. Right? I mean, the Bucs are in situations where the defense is the Saints defense is dominating the game. Brady's on his side of the field wanting to go for it on 4th and 7. Like that's where you had them. And you know, you do this. You've seen the plays and the ways in which Taysom has been able to you know, he's made for 3rd and shorts, 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, 4. You can make the call all day about what was right and what was wrong and some of the decisions that were made. But, you know, it just shows that some coaches are in this league to survive, and some are there to win. And it makes you, you know, you think about, you can't compare Dennis Allen to Sean Payton, but you tell me 4th and 1, even on your 44-yard line and your defense is playing the way that it's playing, and you're really a couple first downs away from really sealing this thing and putting it away in Tampa Bay, when basically your season is on the line. You can change your season for one last time. Who knows where it would have went out, you know, afterwards, but you have the opportunity to save your season one last time for 1 yard, and it's over with, and you decide to kick it. I your defense has been great. I understand it 100%, but that's not, to me, that's not winning football. And that goes beyond some of the other calls that were made throughout the game and throughout the season. It sucks that pretty much the years ended this way. But, yo, man, I think for a lot of people, it was this year is important for them to look into the mirror going forward when you're signaling where this franchise goes from here.
Yeah, it's going – I mean, I've seen a lot of tweets. It's going to be one of the most interesting off seasons in probably Saints history. I mean, we could see a complete turnaround. We could see, you know, a shuffle of a few things. But it's so frustrating. We got – I feel like we have a solid roster with good players. We got talent. Yeah, we got the injury bug, but so does everyone else. I mean, the Bucks offensive line's in shambles. There was a lot of good things early in this game. Like you said, you left. I felt extremely comfortable. I was smiling. I was probably tweeting things I probably should go back and delete because someone's going to find it and clown me for it. But it, I mean, there were so many good things. There were so many good things we were doing.
I mean, Brendan, they've been like their defense pretty much since the Raiders game have kind of rounded back into being dominant again. And they've been missing so many guys without Werner, without Lattimore. Like, think about, there's a lot of talent on this team, young talent, even from this past draft going forward. You'd be a fool not to be excited about. It sucks that there are still so many questions from injuries in certain situations. What exactly you have left with certain star players on your team? And what the hell you're gonna do at quarterback and at head coach? But dude, you look at that roster. There are a lot of answers for guys that are declining in certain spots, and there's a lot of depth if you can get certain guys on the field. And I guess that's the only silver lining I can think of in this year is that, you know, in this mess, you got to see Alante Taylor be a complete stud.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you got a chance to see Peyton Turner have moments. You got a chance to see Caden Ellis. Right, you know, that's what I'm looking at, because you're gonna have answers for certain veteran players that are only getting older and older. You get to see Shahid mm-hmm. offensively, right? That's a big part of this. Olave Ruiz has been better. I mean, there's a lot of things to be excited about going forward. This just sucks today
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow.
And the next day.
It is.
I mean, you brought up Shahid. 4 targets, 4 receptions, 75 yards. He has been just the spark that I felt like we thought we had with Deonte Hardy for a little bit. And like you said, Alante Taylor. The things he did earlier in this game, and I mean late in the game, I'm discarding everything because that defense was freaking gassed. The offense just gave him no time. The defensive line, the thing I talked about in the pre-podcast for this game was, can they get pressure with 4? Because that's how they beat this team, is pressure with 4, man coverage. And we knew there was going to be some shaking up with Lattimore if he was going to go or not.
Yeah,
they did it. The front 4 was great for the first 75% of that game. And, you know, I'm not discounting them for the last 2 possessions. They're exhausted. And you got the goat. We heard it 50 million times on the broadcast, 2-minute drill. He's going to get that. And the penalties were bad. The drops were bad. You mentioned the future of the quarterback, and I feel like Andy's not the future. I don't think he should be here necessarily next year. I think he's played good enough to keep his job, but he was slinging it today. He was slinging it, and there was a key drop by Olave that lost us points. There was a touchdown drop by Jarvis, and that tough catch that Taysom probably should have caught, but like I said, tough catch. They're just, your playmakers weren't making plays. And Kamara gets 14 touches, I think, and has 37 yards. Like, you just expect more. He's been the Tampa Bay Bucks killer. He has.
I understand. And it's, you know, to me, it is still a tough matchup for AK.
Yeah.
I mean, we can be honest. He had somewhat of a season resurgence to where he looked like himself again. He looked like one of the top 3 running backs again in football once Andy Dalton kind of took over things and really started finding him in the receiving game. But what you see, I think, with this team and what they're going to have to figure out going forward, and it doesn't, and it kind of will go into what you were mentioning about so many guys and the inconsistency with it. What's their identity? On the offensive side of the ball, what's their identity? You thought that you were going to be able to figure it out with Jameis, but that changed. But what was it? What was it with Andy? Was it run first? Was it throw first? What exactly was it? They have to figure that out going forward, whether guys are healthy or not. And that's what's interesting. There's going to be, you're going to need some fresher legs in your backfield. It's going to be interesting to see what you do. Juwan Johnson has been great this year. What do you do with that tight end position going forward? Troutman and company. What's the future with Mike Thomas? I mean, the questions go on and on. Jarvis Landry. I mean, I don't find it very likely that he'll be back. You have questions that you have to figure out going forward, and a lot of that's going to have to do with this team's identity. So roles are established, clear roles. Alvin Kamara, he had a rough night, but he should have had way more targets in the receiving game. Mm-hmm. He should have, even against those linebackers. You just have to find a way to get that guy involved. He's your identity. Mm-hmm. Damn it! I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, who does that fall on? Does that fall on Carmichael? Does that fall on some of the injuries that you've had? Does it fall on Dalton? I don't know, but I felt more confident about it when you had the last guy that was, at the helm of your head coach, and a couple years ago, the quarterback that you had, maybe it was spoiled, Brendan. I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe it was spoiled. Maybe this is exactly what we all need to kind of reset this thing and get back to figuring out what this team is going to give you and provide for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is I'm glad you brought up identity. I feel like we haven't seen an identity from Dennis Allen really at all. And you go back to when we played them, last year where Coach Payton had COVID? Maybe that was a couple years ago. But that identity Sean had.
Yeah, that was last year.
It felt like we had that same identity on that weekend. Tough defense, ran the ball well, passed when you needed to, made things happen. We haven't seen any kind of identity. I'm glad you said that. And I don't want to keep bringing him up, but Mr. Payton did a really, really good job in this matchup of finding situations for Kamara to have the best matchup on the field, whether that's Lavonte David, whether that was other defensive backs. They put him in situations where he could win. And it's just, I'm so hard on Kamara because he's kind of our franchise player and I just expect more, but it seems like at times he's frustrated with the way he's kind of being used and the situations that they put him in. You got a key third down earlier in the game and you kind of expect him to do a blitz pickup, which isn't really his thing. I feel like he can do it, but it's not something that really has been his thing. And I put this on Dennis. I put this on Pete. I think the defensive coaches have done a great job since the Raiders game, like you said. Man, I think this starts from the top bottom. You got to look at Mickey too. I think he's done a really good job past, present. He'll do good in the future, but there's been some decisions here and there where you question and they really come back to haunt you. That trade for Trevor Penning, they tried to get him involved. I think he'll be a good player, but you overestimated your roster. I think that was the bottom line. You overestimated what you had. I think the roster with a different situation probably could have worked out a little better, but I think you overestimated your whole picture. Your year one with Dennis Allen, with Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton. And you are what your record says you are, which sucks. We've won 4 games. What are we, 4-9? I can't even keep up anymore. It's probably the worst Saints season in my lifetime. And I mean, I know my dad's going to harp on me for this, but yeah. This feels like the lowest of lows. And we're going to be talking about it for the rest of this show until we start winning games of what do you do next? Do you just restart, or do you try and retool? Do you try to have a great draft? Does Sean Payton come back? Do we have a quarterback? It's going to be exhausting. And when I post this podcast, I'm going to take a picture with that Ains bag because I spent too much time on that to not use this, but I'm speechless, man. This an hour ago was supposed to be a fun pod. I was looking forward to this. I was like, sweet, we get to talk about another game. We beat Brady's ass. We dominate him in every facet. He's throwing picks. He's pissed off. He's telling the coach, no, let's go for it. The coach telling him no. Dylan Sanders shouted at him. He said it's the second time he's been told a no in his life. That's facts. And he got the last laugh. He got the last laugh. And he post game, I don't know why I listened to it. He was like, I told my daughter we were playing the Saints on her birthday. And she's like, oh no, the Saints. He's like, I know it's going to be a tough game and get to win for a birthday. I'm just, if you watch the pregame of this game, it was a Tom Brady show as usual. Just everything about this night sucks. Everything sucks. Especially, you know, Chris is the guy about Saints and Pelicans, but we've watched the Pelicans depleted as they've been. Other players stepped up. Jose stepped up. Just last night, you know, other guys have stepped up, but that's came with coaching. And yeah, there's some questions and lineups and things like that, but they're putting them in positions to win. And I feel like at times we're not putting ourselves in positions to win. You got Paulson and Debo lined up on Mike Evans over and over and over again. They kept talking about Mike Evans wasn't getting targeted. It was just a matter of freaking time. He was getting beat almost every single play. Brady was just missing it, and then the flag, they're down at the one, and that did it. Now I'm just rambling at this point because I'm speechless, man. I'm speechless.
And you know, as we close this thing here, Brendan, and I do want you to get some sleep, man, and take a picture of that bag, man, get rid of it. I do want to make you laugh. You know what's really going to piss you off? The Saints are going to win. What is five games left?
Yeah, they'll beat Carolina. They'll beat Atlanta.
They'll beat Atlanta.
They'll might beat the Browns.
They'll fuck around and beat Cleveland. Hey, at that point, they might surprise you and beat the Eagles. You're gonna be looking at them. I don't know, maybe they end the season one game behind Tampa Bay to end the year. You know what's gonna happen, man. You know how this is going to end. This isn't going away quietly.
It's like, what do we do from here? Yeah. You don't want the Eagles to have the top pick, but you in another situation, you want to have a high second round pick. Yeah. I mean, they're gonna win. They're gonna go to work and win. They want to save their jobs. That just ruined my night even more. let's get out of here. We appreciate you guys' love and support. It's been a tough year. Thanks for sticking with us. It's been, like Chris said, we got some future pieces that we like. We got some good things. We got some bad things. We got a lot to talk about. But as always, appreciate love and support. And we will see you guys next episode. Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
Dirty
side.
Dirty side.
Who dat?
Who dat? Let's go. We on a roll. The next stop. Try, but in the dome, we know they ain't.